But now we come back to Prague. After more than 20 years away from competitive play in Prague, Martina Navratilova has won her opening doubles match at the Prague Open. Navratilova and Barbara Strýcová defeated Olga Blahotová and Asha Roll 6-2, 6-3 in just over 1 hour of play. Linda Mashteliš was lucky enough to be at the match and brings us some more.
Yes, I expected exactly what I got, which was lots of respect, lots of love, and most of all, I think people enjoyed the way I played the game.
There is no doubt about Martina Navratilová's sense that on Tuesday afternoon, the crowd at Prague's Štvanice Arena was out in full force to see her play. She'd played here as a teenager before immigrating to the United States in 1975 at age 19, and then again in 1986 when she helped the Americans to victory at the Fed Cup in Prague. But on Tuesday, Martina Navratilová appeared on center court at the Prague Open and proved to everyone that at 50 she's still the queen of what tennis pros call the chip-and-charge technique. After the match, I caught up with Martina Navratilová.
The match took just over 1 hour today, 6-2, 6-3. You looked great out on the court there. How did you feel?
Pretty good. It was, you know, nerve-wracking coming out and trying to hold my own in front of a very happy and expectant crowd. When I walked out there and people were cheering so much, I had to really concentrate on, I had to do something, keep myself busy, because if I just really, you want to soak it up, but at the same time you have to win the match. It's not like you're just performing, you need to win. So you have to sort of keep yourself busy and concentrate on the task at hand, which is winning the match. So then you sort of break it down and say, okay, what do I have to do? And you can't get too nostalgic, because then you probably wouldn't be able to walk.
Your doubles partner, Barbara Strýcová, was also actually very impressive. Some of us didn't know what to expect from her. How did you find her, and do you plan to play with her again?
I've practiced with her last year, and I know her pretty well. And, you know, I know she can play doubles. She's got a pretty good ranking, and I've played against her just a few weeks ago. So I know she can play, and I had no doubt that she would be a good partner.
And one last obvious question. It's been 20 years since you've played at Prague's Štvanice. How did it feel out there today? The crowd loved you.
No, I played an exhibition here in 95, but still it's not the same as playing a tournament. Now, this is really the first tournament, normal tournament, that was Fed Cup in 86, so just a shame that there weren't more opportunities to play in front of your home crowd. You know, it really, for most of my life I've played in front of the crowd that was pulling for the other guy, because I was number one, and so I never felt at home. Even playing in the States, they really started cheering me on at the end of my career. So now, you know, I get the crowd on my side pretty much everywhere I go. But it would have been nice to have been able to play here more. But that's how it goes. I'm just thankful that I'm still here now and enjoying every minute of it.
Well, good luck for the rest of the tournament. Okay.
Thanks.
The amazing Martina Navratilová talking there to Linda Mashteliš. And she'll be back on court again on Thursday, once again with her doubles partner, Barbara Strýcová.